So we can get started.
Oh, 我们现在开始上课.
Welcome along for another installment of Doctrine into Your Soul.
欢迎大家进入再一次的让经句圣经能够进到我们的灵魂里的一个课程.
Well, we can say it's like another portion of the Word of God, which through this Bible study you are actually putting into your inventory of ideas, which means your collection of thoughts and ideas that you have in your soul.
好，我们其实是在这个课程中呢，又把每一次上课是把一部分的上帝的这个智慧啊，要放进我们的脑子里。这好像就是一个想法的一种库存啊。当我们每一次上课，就增加了我们脑子里面。
And I'm using this word inventory. You can see this word inventory. Inventory is usually a word we use for meaning the stocks on the shelves of a supermarket or in a shop.
我们这个是 inventory 哈，我们就平常讲的是库存，就是说我们到底有多少的货品是放在仓库里，或者是放在货架上。
And everybody has an inventory of ideas. It means these ideas and ideologies, I guess, that they've collected up in their minds ever since they're very young, actually.
我们讲说这个 inventory of ideas, 它其实就好像是一个想法的库存。我们从小就开始，因为从学习中，我们脑子里面就慢慢的累积各种各样的想法。
Now, if you've come to the Christian life, meaning if you believe in Jesus Christ, and you've got all these ideas, and a lot of them are actually quite negative or quite opposite to what God wants us to think, so we have to change that.
因为我们在我们人生的这个学习中，有的时候我们会得到一些想法，不见得是属于上帝希望我们了解一个基督徒生命该有的一些想法。
As Paul says in Romans 12:2, you have to have this restoration process. You're throwing the old ideas out and you're putting the new ones in.
Romans 12:2. And
actually the new ideas have to come in first, and as the new ideas come in and they conflict with the old ideas, the old ideas, assuming that you don't hold on to them anymore, they will automatically disappear from your inventory.
而这个程序呢，它其实是有先后的，必须要新的想法先进来，然后呢，才有办法把旧的一些不对的想法给换掉。Okay,
so as you're learning Bible doctrine, you're going to find some ideas are going to contradict with what you used to think, or what you do currently think, and then you have to sort of choose, well, which one sounds best?
而当我们在学习这个圣经的这些话语智慧的时候，我们常常会有一些新的想法进来的时候，它跟我们之前有的想法是有矛盾的。所以在这个过程中，我们常常就必须会做新的选择，或者是要不要丢弃旧的这样的一个选择。So
you're getting rid of the old inventory. Because some of those old ideas you've picked up over many years, and it could be ideas about religion or materialism, even your philosophical ideas, they get pretty smelly, actually, when you compare them to the Word of God.
人生成长过程中，你会发现你其实有很多过去旧有的想法，也许是对是比较哲学性的、宗教性的，或者是物质性的哈。这些想法其实在某一个程度上来讲，它已经像是发臭的一些鱼，所以你是需要太旧换新。And
the words of God, that's supposed to be like this sweet fragrance, not just for you, but it's like a gift that you offer up to God, an offering every time you apply these things.
而上帝给我们的这些话语呢，这些文字呢，它其实就好像会散发着香气的物品一样。所以，当你如果能够好好的接受并且运用它的时候，它就是 上帝给我们最好的礼物。
Anyway, so that's what we're doing over the space of the next couple of hours, really. We're increasing our inventory of ideas, and hopefully, you know, if there's some old ideas which conflict, or you know, these smelly ideas from the cosmic system, you're getting rid of those.
所以我们接下来的课程就是这样子，我们把新货进来，然后把旧货发臭的旧货啊，让它离开。而那些旧货常常都是所谓世界的产物，而不是属神的产物。
Okay, and we begin as we do with every class, and that's naming our sins to God the Father.
好，现在我们要开始我们的课程，先让我们将我们的罪向天父认罪。
Let's do that now.
现在开始。
Father, so we give thanks to you for this time that we have to study your word.
感谢天父，让我们有时间可以来学习你的话语。
We pray that as we focus on the message, that the Holy Spirit will make these things a reality in our soul.
然后我们要特别的祷告，希望这些话语。
And so as we concentrate on the message that the Holy Spirit is teaching us these things.
我们要特别的专注于圣灵教导我们所有的事情。
And making these things a reality in our soul.
而且让这些事情成为我们在魂里面的一个事实。
And that these old ideas that contradict your word, we pray that these things will be abolished or taken out of our soul.
而在我们魂里原来有的一些旧有的想法，如果是跟您的教导不一样的话，都希望让我们能够把它汰换掉。
In order that our thinking can be in line with your will.
让我们的想法能够与天父你的意志能够对齐。
And so we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们感谢所有的时间因着主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Okay. What I'll do for this first part of the lesson today is review a little bit about the process of studying the Word of God and what options you have.
我们现在要回复习一下啊，就是怎么样去整个程序，怎么样去学习上帝的话语。
Because in the previous lessons we were talking about that there's an operation Z for the unbeliever.
我们上一堂课呢有讲到这个对于不信还没有信仰的这个这些伙伴们他应该要去训练的一个 Z 行动。
Actually, I'll just bring out the slide quickly where we left off last time.
我们把这一张 PPT 先拿出来给大家看一下。
It was called the mechanics of salvation.
这是一个所谓救赎的机制。
And this was relating to Genesis chapter 6, verse 3.
这是有关于创世纪六章第三节。
Because remember, we have the words of God who was saying that my spirit, meaning my Holy Spirit, will not strive. In English they say strive, or will not plead. We came up with the word plead, will not plead with man forever.
这个第六章第三节里面讲说呢，我的圣灵哈将不会一直在恳请在你们的魂就是人的魂里面继续的保留。
And then he went on to say that there's going to be 120 years left before he punishes the world before the flood.
也就是说呢，他在告诉所有的当时的人。说你们只会有120年可以与圣灵同在。
And what this is referring to is the fact that it's the Holy Spirit who provides the unbeliever with the truth. We had to look at this very carefully. He pleads or he convinces or he convicts. The Holy Spirit does this. He pleads with the unbeliever to believe the gospel message.
其实这是在讲什么呢？就是说，圣灵它其实是一个来用我们的福音来说服人类能够真正的理解上帝给的这些恩典。
It's a very difficult process to explain in one or two words of a verse, which is why we need to look at this quite deeply.
而这是不容易用几个字啊就能够把这个事情讲清楚，所以我们需要花时间更深刻的去理解所谓圣灵去说服我们的人的魂，去了解福音的这个过程。
This is often why when you look at different Bible translations, whether different Chinese translations or English translations, they all translate it very differently.
我们在看圣经的时候，你会发觉很多时候啊，这些不管是中文、英文的这些圣经的翻译，它其实常常都翻的跟原始的意义非常不一样。
And it's because this whole concept of what the Holy Spirit is doing cannot be described in one word.The concept of what the Holy Spirit is doing for the unbeliever, you can't describe that with one verb.
因为其实你无法用一个动词就能够把圣灵他怎么样去说服一个人去理解上帝的意思啊，那这个过程用一个动词来解释，这是太困难了。
And I think that the Chinese translation, or one of the translations we had last week, was God was saying, "My Holy Spirit will not live inside man." Is that what it was?
对，就是因为在我们的这个翻译里面哈，就是创世纪六章第三节，它其实讲的是说，我的圣灵不会永远的在你们的心里，它用在这个字。
And I really can't understand how they came up with that translation.
听说他完全不能理解，怎么会跑出这样的一个翻译。
Okay, and this is another reason why when you're studying scripture, you can't study verse by verse. That's not how scripture was designed.
所以这就是我常常觉得说，大家不能够去读圣经的时候，就是这样一小句一小句的这样去读。这不是圣经设计要用这种方法读的。
That's why we need to understand it, not on the basis of each verse, but on the basis of doctrines, of subjects from the Bible.
所以我们在讲圣经的时候都是不是用一句句的去讲而已，它必须要是一整个经圣经的经义，它下面真正的意义的主题去讲。
And just to give you an example, over the last maybe three or four classes, we've been looking at Genesis chapter 6.
就像举个例来讲，我们过去三四堂课都在讲这个创世纪的第六章。
And this is part of the overall subject or the topic of the angelic conflict.
而我们在讲这一章的前提呢，反而是在讲整个天使的征战。
But what happens in Genesis chapter 6, meaning this is the events of the flood, or leading up to the flood, is a very important part of giving us an insight. It gives us an insight into what's happening with the angelic conflict.
这是为什么要特别讲这一章，是因为在这里提到了这个洪水时期。好，那这个洪水呢的发生其实是跟整个天使的征战非常有关系的。
And just to look at the overall picture again, remember the angelic infiltration, meaning the fallen angels, had come down and they were having intercourse with the woman, so you had these half-castes, the fallen ones.
而在因为这个天使的征战的前提之下，这些堕落的天使他来到人间去跟人类的女儿一起交合，而生下了这个半人半天使的这一些人。
And the reason was that they wanted to finish off the pure genes or the lines of the pure human race.
而这个为什么他们要这么做，就是因为那些堕落天使想要把人类的这个完美的基因破坏，然后他们想要让人类的这个人种再次断绝。
And they almost succeeded.
他们几乎成功。
It says in Genesis 6, I think 11 and 12, 13, you have that within these verses, that the flesh, all flesh, was coming to its end, meaning that the human race, as perfect humans, were coming to their end.
而在六章的11到13节就讲了，这些完美的人类的身体就要到了它的结束的时候。
The Bible uses the word flesh, but often the word flesh means DNA structure, or what's in the DNA of the body.
所以呢，这个 flesh 这个字呢，就是指的是人体啊，身体。它其实是在一个人类，它就要结束了它的这个人类的身这样子纯种的人类的阶段。
Okay, and the reason the angels wanted to corrupt the pure human line was again because the promise had been given to Adam and Eve that one of their offspring, which means one of humanity, would be the sacrifice to take the punishment for the sins.
而为什么要这样子做呢？因为这些在亚当跟夏娃的时候呢，上帝给了他们一个允诺，就是他们将来的后裔会来到这个世上，而且会来为所有的人类作为一个救赎，来接受所有的罪。
God has to keep his promise. If he can't keep his promise, then God is made out by Satan, really, to be unfaithful.
而如果呢，上帝不能够成功的让人类的后裔成为救赎的话呢，上帝就等于是破坏了他的承诺，然后他就会被撒旦呢控告说他不是一个可信赖的、可信靠的人。
Satan is doing the best he can to make God out to be a liar because God is the judge who has sentenced Satan to the lake of fire.
而撒旦是要使尽全力啊，要让上帝变成是一个骗子，因为呢，这样子的话，因为上帝把撒旦判刑，好要让他去火湖里。那如果他上帝是个
Remember, Satan's ultimate goal in this angelic appeal trial is to stay out of the lake of fire. That's his main goal.
因为不要忘记哦，撒旦他所有的目标就是呢，要能够申诉成功，让他不需要被送进火湖里。
Yeah, his real goal is not to scare people or to deceive them or to murder them. His real goal is to keep himself out of the lake of fire.
而撒旦他的目标绝对不是要我们人类啊，就是出很多状况哈、要去骗人哈、要让人受苦受难，不是，这不是撒旦的目的，他的目的就是想要不要被送进火炉里被烧死。
Everything else is the side effects.
其他的都只是的他的这个叫做后遗症，相关这叫做连锁反应而已。
Okay, so.There's always these what we call like causes and effects going on as part of the angelic conflict. It's all these causes and effects which are part of the angelic conflict.
而这些我刚刚讲的这些事情，其他相关的事情呢，都是它的原因跟它的影响。那这些都是所谓的天使的征战的周边的反应。
But to understand really what's going on, you have to look at every part of the process and every part of God's plan to work out how you can play a role in this plan.
我们要非常了解这个整个每一个环节的话，我们才能知道我们怎么样去扮演在上帝的计划中，他期待我们做的角色。
And to do that, it takes a lifetime of learning doctrine.
而要能够做到这样的话，我们是要一辈子的认真学习。圣经的教义。
The Bible is quite a big book, really.
而圣经真的是一本很大的书。
And considering that in the last few weeks we've covered three verses, really from Genesis 1, 6:1 to 6:3, and we haven't even finished 6:3 yet.
而你看，我们花了四堂课左右，到现在这个创世纪第六章，我们也才讲了三节。
There's no shortcuts involved in learning how to be a witness in the angelic appeal trial.
而这里根本没有一个捷径可以让我们成为在天使征战中我们成为一个最好的审判庭里的见证人。
And that's why it takes a lot of time, and you know, the time that we have in the classroom every week is very small.
所以呢，是真的需要花很多时间，而我们在课堂的时间真的很短。
Which is why that I do continue to encourage you that.With what you're learning from the lessons here, you make that just a very small part of your studies, and then you need to spend time studying other materials as well.
这是为什么我一直鼓励大家，除了来上课之外，其他的这些教材，大家也要在家里继续研读。
To give you pointers, if you're not familiar already, we have these websites here which you can go to, and there's lessons and videos and things like that, and other links to other pastors teaching doctrine.
好，所以呢，我们黑板上这些网站啊，请大家真的是可以出去看一看，里面有非常多的典章教材书籍，甚至也有其他的牧师们他们所讲解的这些内容。
Okay, I can post these into the WeChat and Line links again as well. But the ivydoctrine.org site has where I've listed, I've put up our own lessons and videos and then links to other pastors as well.
这个网站我也会再发给大家哈，但是你们也知道，就是在这个第一个网站上面啊 ，ivydoctrine.org org 里面呢，它其实是有非常多不同的牧师他们的讲解，有用录音带的，也有用录音带的。
Okay, and the other is the ChinaGraceMission.com. That has the Colonel's books on, and we have all of those in Chinese, traditional and the simplified characters as well.
然后第二个网站呢，就是有上校牧师他的所有的他的很多很多的书籍。那这个里面呢，大部分我是已经有翻成中英文对照的状态的这个讲义。
Yeah, so there's plenty of materials, and you need to be studying these because a lot of the things that I might be saying, we're still going over them fairly quickly in many cases. But you need to go back to these websites so you can get the background to these more basic doctrines.
因为我们虽然哈花了很多时间在讲解很小的一些概念，就花很多时间，但是实际上对真正这个博大精深的一些经义里面来讲，我们其实是没有办法。真的讲得够详细，所以还是希望大家回去一定要读。
Okay, and for example, if you're fairly new to what we're doing here, I recommend you go to the Ivy Doctrine site, and under the video lessons, I haven't finished it yet, but there's a course there called Introduction to the Spiritual Life.
好，在这个Ivy Doctrine.org 的里面呢，我那个 Tim 他有在做一个课程，叫做他还没有完成哈，那这个课程叫做属灵生活的一个简介。
Okay, and that goes over the sort of the basic doctrines regarding salvation and eternal security and rebound, for example.
好，在那个里面呢，有一些比较基础的一些概念，好，包括这个救赎
and eternal security,
还有永生的保障
and rebound,
还有这个反弹，这些都是很基础的一些概念。
Basically, video lessons. I'm speaking in English. We've got PowerPoint presentations, and in Chinese, simplified Chinese subtitles.
这里面呢，已经我是用英文啊录影，然后也看得到相关的这个讲义。同时呢，我的讲就是 Tim 所讲的话，下面都有中文的字幕翻译。
And of course, all the time you should be reviewing. So as you're studying these things, you need to go back and review them so you don't forget too.
同时呢，不管你学了什么，你都必须重复的回去复习，这样你才不会忘记。
The lessons that I'm sending out every day on the WeChat or Line, usually they come down to about 15 or 20 minutes.
像我们现在上课，我每一次哈，整理过的声音档，我们都差不多让它是20分钟左右。
But that still leaves more than 23 and a half hours in your day to do some study. So if these people that might be listening, it's like 20 minutes.Now you still have 23 hours and 40 minutes to find some time to do some more learning.
就是因为 Tim 差不多大概现在每天可能会丢20分钟的这个课程的录音给大家听，但是你还会有23个小时又40分钟的空闲时间，所以你还应该可以有机会去读别的资料。
And I know that in this day and age, you're not going out and partying all the time, and you're not going spending a lot of time touring around, so you do have the time, right?
而且这个时期呢，大家也不能出去玩，也不能去聚会。在这种情况下，你一定有很多时间，所以鼓励大家尽量在花时间研读相关的讲义。
Now, a lot of you maybe can't go to work, you even lost your job, and that's very sad. But you have to look at the bright side. That will God's given you more time now.
那很多人呢，说不定现在也没办法去做别的事情，甚至不能去上班，或者可能失去了工作。那这样的虽然听起来蛮悲伤的，但实际上呢，说不定是上帝给的恩典，让你有时间可以花更多时间来研读这些上帝的话语。
And as we keep emphasizing under the principle of Christian suffering, is that God is working everything together for good for you. This is a good time for you to get close to God.
就像我Tim一直在强调，就是说这个所谓一个基督徒。会遭遇的苦难，这些苦难绝对是上帝他有计划要给你更好的东西，所以这些都是在上帝的规划中。
Yeah, remember God doesn't make mistakes.
不要忘记哦，上帝不会犯任何一个小错。
And he's not surprised by your circumstances.
他也不会被你所遭遇的状况而有所惊讶。
And he's always faithful to keep his promise to provide for you.
而且他永远呢都是非常信实的在提供你 你需要的。
So don't worry about what you're going to eat or what you're going to wear or where you're going to sleep.
所以根本不用担心你要吃什么，穿什么，你要是不是睡得好。
Whereas Jesus said, I think it's in Matthew 6:31, he said, stop worrying about it, which means you're worrying about it now, but you can stop.
就像马太福音里面讲第六章第一节说的，31，第六章31节里说的，停止忧虑。
And that's a command. That's not just a suggestion.
这不是一个建议，这是一个命令。
Yeah, but there's many, many promises in Scripture saying God will provide for you. So then, yeah, don't worry if you've lost your job. Yeah, God's going to take care of you.
就像圣经里面太多地方都在一再的讲说，上帝知道要提供你什么，所以完全他都会完整的提供，所以不用再去忧虑。
Yeah, that doesn't mean you can be lazy, of course. Yeah, you still need to be looking for work. Yeah, you've got to keep yourself busy with an occupation. But you do have this time to study doctrine as well.
但是不代表说上帝会有所提供，你就可以很懒惰，你还是必须要很努力的去找工作，去工作，然后呢，保持你是有职业的状态。
And speaking of reviewing things as well, so what I'm going to do now is we'll go back to what we were talking about from Genesis 6:3, which was the mechanics of salvation.
好，在这边呢，我们要回到复习课程的部分了哈。在创世纪六章第三节里面提到了，就是上帝对我们的教导的运作机制。
And so we'll just bring up this chart here just to review very quickly.
好，我们现在先把这一张Z行动的片子叫出来给大家看。
This concept of the Z, or Operation Z, was first sort of designed or created, I guess, developed by R.V. Thing Jr., by the Colonel.
这个Z行动的这张图一开始设计的人呢，就是我们的上校牧师。
And there's two main formats. One is for the unbeliever and one is for the believer.
这个Z行动它有两张，一张是给这个信徒的，一张是给还没有相信的。
So when we talk about Operation Z, that's the full term, this is usually referring to the believer.
过去我们在讲这个Z行动的时候呢，大部分谈的是说，对于信徒的一个作用机转。
And we'll have a look at that later on in this lesson.
好，那我们等会儿再来讲给信徒用的Z行动。我们先来看的是给还没有信的人的Z行动。Okay.
As far as the Z for the unbeliever, usually it's called what we see the title here, the mechanics of salvation.
对于还没有信的人呢，这个Z行动呢，我们把它给它的题目是称之为救赎的机制。
Okay, but this is just a review because I've given you all the verses already for this from the last couple of lessons.
我们在前面的课程呢，其实已经把相关的一些金句都给大家了，所以我们现在只是很快速的做一个复习。
But yeah, if you need to go through and find out what those verses are, that would be in the lessons A, C, 48, and 49.
如果大家想要回去看有关Z行动的相关金句的话，请回去看我们的录音 AC48跟49。
Yeah. Now regarding the online lessons, just while we're here, is that if you join up with the WeChat and the Line groups, I don't think you have access to the previous lessons. And we're still looking at ways about how we can get those up. But if you want the previous lessons, I can send them to you personally for now.
如果比较晚才加入我们的这个微信或者是LINE群组的人呢，可能看不到之前的一些录音的这个档案了。那如果因为我们现在还在想说怎么样把所有录音档案完整的提供，让有个平台可以让大家去拿，但是现在还没有，所以如果有需要的人呢，请单独的联络Tim，他会发给你。
Yeah, we're still looking at ways of keeping them permanently online, and I'll put them on the website actually, but that's going to take a little bit of time.
我们是希望让这些课程它可以变成一个长期的这个状态，所以希望做成一个平台，但目前我是要把它放进一个网站里，还没有完全放进去。Okay.
But anyway, so let's have a look at this mechanics of salvation, and again, this is helping us to relate to Genesis chapter 6, verse 3.
好，我们先看一下这个救赎的机制，这是与我们的创世纪第六章三节非常相关。And
we're talking about the evangelizing ministry of the Holy Spirit to the unbeliever.
好，这在谈的是呢，圣灵怎么样的 去为非信徒做一个福音的教导。
Another word you need to know actually is common grace. See, there's different kinds of grace in God's plan when you break them down theologically.
上帝给我们的恩典呢是有几种不同的，其中一个是叫做普遍的恩典。
And if you go online, if you search in English, common grace, and it'll bring up subjects or people teaching about this, it's the ministry of the Holy Spirit to everybody, meaning, you know, it's common to the unbelievers.
这个是普遍的恩典，就是这一件事情是在一般的这个神学院里面都一定会有的，所以你如果打上去这个叫做普遍的恩典，或者用 common grace, 你去网络上立刻会出来非常多东西，所以它这是一个在神学院里面就常常在用的一个词。那它的意思是任何一个人全面性的。
Actually, this is just for the unbeliever.
只给。
Yeah, just for the unbeliever. This is common grace.
就是这个所谓的普遍的恩典是专门是给非信徒的。
Because it's relating to evangelism.
因为这是跟传教有关的。
And a verse, for example, like 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, says that Jesus Christ is the propitiation for all people. So Jesus Christ, basically, he is the sacrifice for all people, not just for the believers, but for the unbelievers. 1 John chapter 2, verse 2.
好，在约翰一书的二章二节里面提到，耶稣基督他的救赎是给所有的。
Okay, and remember when we talk about election, how God chose believers, He chose us in Christ. We are in Christ because we believe in Jesus Christ.
我们提到这个上帝的拣选，他的拣选是因为我们相信了耶稣基督，所以我们得拣选。
Yeah, and some people say, well, that means that God only chose some people and He didn't choose other people.
有些人会以为神只选某些人，而有些人没有被选。
But he chose everybody who believes in Jesus Christ.
但实际上，他是选择任何一个相信耶稣基督的人。
And everybody has an opportunity to believe in Jesus Christ.
所以每一个人都有机会去相信耶稣基督。
Okay, and that's the common grace. So every unbeliever in the world, they have no excuse to not believe in Jesus Christ.
所以呢，任何一个人。他都在这个世上的任何人，他都没有任何的借口说他不能信耶稣基督，所以不能得救赎。
And apart from very young children, like infants that haven't developed a mentality, or you have some people that are disabled mentally, if they can't make that decision, they get automatic entry into heaven because they did not reject Jesus Christ.
而那些有些非常小的小朋友，或者是他的头脑有一些受伤有问题，没有办法理解事情的人，这两种人，他是不需要去经由相信的程序，他就已经有权利去天堂。
Yeah, see, the issue is, what do you think of Jesus Christ? Yeah, well, when it comes to salvation, now the gospel message is presented, are you going to accept or do you reject?
对于非信徒还不相信的人来讲，他的重要真正的重点是什么呢？
Yeah, is do you accept or do you reject Jesus Christ as your Savior?
就是唯一的重点就是你接受还是不接受耶稣基督是你的救赎者。
And for very small children or for people who are mentally disabled, they cannot do either. They cannot accept, they cannot reject.
对于小小的小朋友跟这个头脑智慧有一些问题的人，他们是没有能力去做这个选择的。
Okay, but the only thing that gets you into the lake of fire is rejection of Jesus Christ. If you reject Jesus, you go to the lake of fire.
而真正会让你进到火湖里被烧的一个前提，是因为你拒绝了耶稣基督。
But the Holy Spirit, under the concept of common grace, gives every person an opportunity to hear and to understand the gospel message.
而圣灵他的工作，他的事工是什么呢？就是要让全世界的人，不管是谁，他都有机会去做这个选择。
Okay, now we've got less than 1 minute here, so we'll close down the Zoom. We'll have a 10-minute break, and when we come back, we'll get back onto the mechanics of salvation.
好，我们现在要休息十分钟，那等一下课程回来的时候，我们就会进入到救赎的机制。